We're now joined by Coach Ethan Minnell over at Grundy R5. We get to the point with these shows, Coach, that you just jokingly said, we haven't played anything yet. We're going to have to talk some wiffle ball that we played with the softball girls last week in the gym as far as playing something competitive at this point. Boys are ready to go.
Yeah, we are. It's been a long month and a week and a half just practicing. We're ready to get out on a field and see somebody other than ourselves.
You would have been ready to go Friday, but obviously it was just wet and damp and nasty Friday, so that game against Green City probably didn't have a chance of getting off the ground.
No, I'm pretty sure we actually had that one called off before lunch even that day.
So we're looking at Tri-County, a couple of home games, Brashear, La Plata, game at Green City. The issue is with trying to get them rescheduled is it's baseball, so you don't want to stuff 4 or 5 games into 1 week because that's not doable for a Class 1 size school like Grundy. Are any of them going to be made up at this point, do you know?
We're looking to play the La Plata. We've got a single softball game in the beginning of October, and we're trying to get something figured out with La Plata to play a doubleheader on the back end of that softball game that night. And then at the end of September, I think there's a Friday night that we're going to try to get in and go up to Green City and replay that softball-baseball game.
Now, in the fall for baseball, are there any MISHA playoffs or anything like that? Or conceivably, could you put games like that in mid-October toward the end of your schedule?
No, there's no districts, no state or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just kind of almost a preseason or spring training almost for us, really. So we could. I'm not really sure how late they let us go with baseball games. The only issue with me is I start coaching junior high basketball here in a couple weeks, so I'm kind of limited on how deep into the fall that we can get with that baseball game.
I know this with covering softball, too. I start to get leery of the weather once you get to about October the 15th.
Yeah, that's true. You never know, especially here in Missouri, what you're going to get from day to day.
Well, it does give you, and it doesn't look like there's anything this week on the schedule either. However, the weather looks great this week, and hopefully by next Tuesday, the weather kind of stays in that really good category because Tri-County and Grundy coming up on Tuesday the 18th, a week from tomorrow. To me, and we've talked about it for a couple of weeks now, I think that's going to be an intriguing matchup to see where both programs are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was supposed to be the first game of the season for us and back in August, and it still might be. So we're excited to play them. Hopefully the weather will hold, and we're able to do that. You know, we're two teams that are kind of right there in the same boat. This is third year playing baseball from switching from the softball. And, you know, it's been a little rougher on both of us getting started playing these teams that are established. Gives us a great opportunity to go out and play against and compete with kids at the same level as us.
Would you be able to, and I guess I'm, you know, coming up with questions off the fly here, but obviously Tri-County is a conference opponent, but most of the schools in the HDC aren't having baseball. Like in Mercer's example, Mercer generally, their boys, if they want to play a sport in the fall, they play football at Princeton. I don't think Grundy has the same opportunity. As far as conferences go, would it be a possibility that for baseball you could move into, say, like the Tri-County Conference for just that one particular sport?
No, it's not, because actually this next spring there's going to be enough schools here in the HDC that will have baseball to actually make it a spring for the conference.
Okay, so basically what you're telling me then is that, yes, you know, as I mentioned, you know, with Mercer, they don't have baseball in the fall, but there's a number of schools that might not have it in the fall but do have it in the spring.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because Gilman City, they're playing football right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to play baseball in the spring this year. North Harrison, they play football right now, and they'll play in the spring. And then Mercer, like you said, they're going to play baseball in the spring, but playing football right now. I think Grundy's just a little too far east to get into that 8-man football territory, which is a little not as well good for me, I guess.
And what I've also heard, too, is your alma mater, Trenton, as much as they'd like to maybe take on some more players that would be interested in playing, if they take on, say, Grundy in a cooperative agreement, it probably pushes Trenton to Class 3, and that would not be advantageous for the Bulldogs.
No, that's kind of the same thing that I've always heard, that we're just kind of big enough there that would make us, both schools are big enough, if we added together, it'd kind of push us to the borderline Class 3, and that'd be kind of tough on the Bulldogs to do right now, I have a feeling.
Well, I know you'd like to be playing games, and then that would make the interviews more interesting and all that stuff. But, you know, from practice and just kind of the vibe that you get from the guys, are you getting the feeling that from practice or what you're seeing that the guys are making progress?
Oh, yeah. I think everything has gotten better from, you know, the time these guys started as freshmen and sophomores and then the ones that have came in since. You can see improvement in day-to-day everything, and fielding, hitting, batting, or throwing, all that stuff. It's just whether or not we're going to be able to take those gains from practice and put them into a game right now is the big question mark.
Yeah, how much – I know it's a factor, but as a coach, how much are you looking at? It's one thing to do things in practice because Coach Bunnell just told me to do that in practice. That means they're a good listener. But how much different is it that you look to it and say, can they do what they've been asked of in practice and bring that to a game where there's a little bit more pressure on their shoulders?
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, it's a lot easier to hit off me throwing a baseball at them than it will be some of these kids that, you know, are throwing a lot faster, got a lot of different pitches, and I'm just trying to throw a strike. So that's one of those things, you know, when the lights turn on, they're going to have to, you know, become gamers. They're going to have to senior up a little bit, is what we used to say, and, you know, just be a playmaker. And hopefully we've got the kids that are going to be able to do that. I think they can. It's just a matter of fact, you know, getting them to do it, you know, having them turn it on or not.
So at the very least here, and it's been a while to get a game in, obviously, but assuming that the weather stays nice enough that you can play, and that's always, you know, iffy proposition in Missouri once you get into the fall, especially if that game against La Plata does end up getting played. You got about six games in about two and a half weeks, so that should be pretty busy, and I think it would give you a good leg up toward the spring season and some of those HTC opponents if you can get in that, you know, really good two-and-a-half, three-week stretch there.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, the way it is, it's going to be a lot of games there in a short amount of time, which, you know, will be tough on us with pitch counts and all that stuff. But, I mean, that's a good challenge to have. You know, it'll show us what we've got, you know, make these kids, you know, work hard, kind of grind a little bit, and it'll make kids have to step up and maybe play a position or two that they're not comfortable with, which in the end run is going to just make us only a better baseball team.
So I would imagine here, because I only have the baseball schedule in front of me, Tri-County and Grundy next Tuesday, the 18th, that would probably be, I would guess, a softball game followed by a baseball game over in Galt.
That's right. Yep, okay. It'll be a doubleheader that night.
So outstanding. We'll look forward to that next week. As I said, it looks like it's going to be sunny according to that forecast all the way through the through next weekend. So hopefully it dries out some fields, and hopefully we can get that sun around in the next week as well. It's Coach Ethan Bunnell of the Grundy R5 baseball program. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, we'll talk to you then, Tom. Thank you.